It is a hit TV series on NBC called The Voice, and I am very, very pleased to have Julia Eason joining us from Team Christina Aguilera. Julia, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
All right, let's talk a little bit, Julia, about your background. Kind of just give us some information on where you came from, maybe your family.
I live in Palos Verdes in Los Angeles. I've been singing pretty much, you know, all my life.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, my whole family, actually, is in the entertainment industry. My mom's a makeup artist, my dad a composer, my brother is into film and photography and all that fun stuff. I come from a pretty musical family, I guess. My dad's side. I mean, I guess some on my mom's, but mostly my dad's side.
Very cool. Very cool. You know, do you think that coming from like a musical family like that gives you a little bit of an advantage on the show?
You know, I feel like a lot of people have come from a pretty musical family.
That's true, because
maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we were talking with Kelsey Ray earlier today, and she also came from a musical background too. So maybe nobody has a leg up because you all came from musical families, I guess.
Right. I think it's just genetics. It's something passed down.
Julia, you're a part of Team Christina Aguilera, and I really feel like you are a natural fit for that team because it says on your bio that you were a lifelong fan of hers. So what was running through your mind when she had all those awesome things to say about you during that audition process a couple weeks ago?
It was so unreal. It was crazy. I was shocked that anyone actually turned around, especially Christina. It was so unreal. I felt like I really wasn't watching. I mean, I felt like I was watching the television. I didn't feel like it was actually there and happening. Like, she was right there in front of me. And when she came up and hugged me and, like, told me how she loved it, it was so crazy.
You know, the really cool part about The Voice is that these celebrity mentors are more than just judges like on other TV shows. They're really there to help you.
Right.
And the more I see of Christina, the more down-to-earth she really seems. What's it like being around her?
It's great. She'll randomly just start singing and, like, telling us, like, well, maybe if you do it like this, and then she'll just sing it, and you can't help but just stare at her, and your jaw just drops. It's just like, okay, so you're pretty incredible.
Do you have to kind of pinch yourself at times to remind yourself that, yes, this is real?
Oh, definitely, constantly.
You're only 18 years old, and most 18-year-olds are thinking about college. Here you're thinking about a career. You know, has this really kind of hit you yet that this is really moving forward?
You know, hasn't. To me, I'm still just writing, and so I'm pretty much doing the same thing, just trying to get out there, promoting, singing, performing at little shows, at gigs, just writing whenever I can. And so, you know, I'm really not doing anything different other than that, but it's gone pretty crazy from the show and everything.
For those who haven't seen the show, you sang Mercy by Duffy, which is a song our listeners will be fairly familiar with, and I thought it was a good choice for you because it really allowed you to show that strong female voice of yours. And which artists on the chart right now influence you and maybe a reason why they do?
You know, like recently, like on the charts now?
Sure.
You know, I listen to so many people. Like, my influences vary from, like, Britney Spears to Ella Fitzgerald and Aretha Franklin. On the charts right now, I love Adele. I love Jessie J, Michael Bublé, Jason Mraz. They're all so great. I do love my Nicki Minaj, and you know,
who can't love Nicki Minaj?
All that kind of stuff, Beyonce, right? I think every girl needs a little bit of Nicki. But yeah, I mean, that's who I love today. But I do still like the Sam Cooks and the Otis Reddings and the Aretha and Adele. I mean, and Ella, and
so you definitely have a connection with those past artists, and you've done your research. You like everything, it seems like, in a sense, and you kind of pull from all those different artists.
Right. Yeah. Because it's just my style is just so eclectic, and there's just everything mixed into one. I can't really choose what I like better.
Very cool. Now, tell us, why do you think NBC's The Voice has been such a hit show? What is it about the show you think that people really, really like?
You know, other than having these huge stars as these coaches, The Voice, it's really just about The Voice.
Uh-huh.
And it's not about your appearance. It's not about any of that. It's not even about your story, like, you know, how some people have these really sad sob stories. I mean, we still have these stories behind the scenes, but it's not based on that. You're not getting through based on your story or based on your look. It's just strictly about how you sound.
I agree with that because I think, you know, so much of the other